Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Down with the Ship. I'm Jeanette, 90 Days 1221 on X, Twitter, and at Team Zara on X, Twitter, and Instagram. Yeah, that's me. You'll find me there. I should just say I'm at Team Zara because I very rarely use my account anymore. Like
There we
very, very
go.
rarely.
There, I know, I was gonna say.
I never use it. I don't know why I never use it. I just don't. But anyway, and then I am joined as always by the lovely Melissa.
Well, hello. I'm Queen of Damaris, Melissa, as you can find me. That's pretty much what I go by all the places. Just one stop shopping. It makes it easier. So, yeah. So that's it. And what did you think of this week of days? It's been a while since I opened the
This week
show
I
that
actually
way.
really liked. I will say there's only one day that I was really dragging on, but I liked the episodes mostly.
I thought overall this was like a decent week. I would agree. I was laughing today because I kept dozing off, but not because I thought the episode was bad. I just think I was really tired. I was just
The thing
very,
today I
very
liked a
tired.
couple things, but I mean today I thought was a little slower than some of the other days. I will say that. Today I thought was a little slower than some of the other days, but I really enjoyed one part of today.
Yeah,
So
I thought
what do you
it
wanna I thought it was a good episode. I mean, I thought it was a
Yeah,
watchable
I thought it
episode.
was like a pretty decent. I'm trying to find what day was the first day of the week because I'm looking at
So Monday
the
we had,
sixth. Yeah, it was the
yeah.
sixth.
So Monday was the sixth. That was the episode where we had where we had the big like EJ Sloan.
Yes, because that was the cliffhanger from the week before. See, it all comes
It
back
was
to
the
me.
big,
So
yeah.
yeah, so our big storylines are still the baby Jude, all the Constantine stuff. With it really is all kind of centered around like Constantine and Victor, Victor's fortune, really. It's kind of like Victor's fortune there. So there's a lot of stuff tied to that. We have the Paulina, the radioactive Paulina fallout. And
I
I'm
mean,
trying to think.
radioactive Paulina, that just sounds so dumb. It sounds horribly dumb. The story's actually not that terrible, but it sounds horribly dumb. You know what I
Well,
mean?
the radioactive thing, yeah, sounds dumb, but I will say there's something about that kind of story that I do like, that I think makes for good drama. But we could talk about that a little bit later when we talk about the story. But yeah, I feel like none of the Everett stuff was on this week.
None. No. Wraith
And
and Jada were on. They like because they decorated the apartment and then they had that really infuriating scene with the
oh
Jordan
yes, because
portrait.
I got let's I guess we should talk
I
about that first because I'm like I got so
think that's
pissed
the
off over
shortest
that.
like scene, but they had this really infuriating scene with the Jordan portrait that made a lot of people mad. It wasn't just you. I saw so many people mad about that. And it even made me mad.
Yeah,
Because
because
okay, he called Jordan crazy and
yeah,
like
he
all
just
these
called her
names.
insane and all this stuff, and I'm just like, dude, you know what? I'm like, have a
She
little
was like a
compassion.
sexual assault victim
I know.
that like went through hell and then and at one point in time he was like really all about her.
I know. I mean, she had a disgusting stepfather who molested her as a child. I mean, yeah, she had a lot of mental
And he
problems
like
that
let her be
obviously.
raped in front of him like if by other people too. Like that was something that he did too. Like that he was just horrible. He was a
Yeah,
horrible person.
he was horrible. I mean, I don't know who ties for worst father, her or Nicole.
Yeah, they, yeah, the,
But
ugh.
like, I mean, like the stuff that Jordan was put through and like, yeah, what happened to her in the end and the way she ended her run, obviously she did some really unhinged stuff, but he could have spoke about her with slightly more compassion, especially given that she's dead, you know? He could have just been
He
like,
had
she was
n
very troubled and she never
she
really sought the health she need. You know what I mean? That's all he had to say.
something. He
She
didn't
was
need
a
to call
very,
her like psycho.
he didn't need to say she was insane. Like,
Like, there are
just.
so many words that you could have used to describe Jordan
And that's like
in a
in
more
this day and
compassionate
age,
way.
and that's, you know what? That's bad on writers too, because in this day and age, when we really try to shine a light on mental health and taking away the stigma of it, like
Calling
that
people
does.
psycho and insane is
Yeah,
not the right
calling people
choices.
psycho and insane doesn't really help to take the stigma away from mental health. Obviously, she was very troubled and did not seek out the proper help to help her deal with the crap that she went through. And I'm like, he could have left it at that.
But yeah, I mean, that was just a really, really, I did not like that scene. I was not happy with Rafe in that scene. And it wasn't really, I mean, it was whatever. I realized it was just supposed to be a cute scene, but something about it just rubbed me really wrong.
No, it set people, I think it rubs a lot of people the wrong way. Plus, it's like, I don't know, who were you raised by? Like, I was taught, like, you don't speak ill of the dead, too. You know, like, it's just disrespectful.
It was just an icky scene.
It was so icky. So icky. But,
and
yeah.
But that was the only thing that I think they had, like, the whole week, so.
Well, good.
Is only Rafe and Jada stuff the whole week, and I don't actually dislike Rafe and Jada. I actually think that they at times are okay, like they're just there.
They're okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're okay, but it's not like I miss them when they're not on. I'll be honest.
Exactly. They're just there.
There.
If I have to go with that like quad of people, I much prefer like the Everett and Stephanie parts of it.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. So, I don't mind Everett and I kind of like Everett and Stephanie.
I actually think that Blake and Abigail have chemistry too.
I think so too. I think I've said that since the beginning.
I do think that they do. I know people don't. I see people all the time saying they don't. I'm like, okay, fine. You can think that. That's fine. Yeah. That's your choice.
Well, chemistry but is anyway, subjective. So
it is. It's subjective.
It is subjective. So people are going to have their own, you know, whatever. I mean, obviously, there's times when people are widely agreeing on pairings, but. You know, chemistry is subjective. So anyway,
yes.
So I really feel like this week was just those three major storylines.
Yeah. And then, like I said, so there was the cliffhanger of the Sloane AJ stuff, and then that continued into the week. There was the big Constantine stuff, which I think might have actually been the biggest story. And then there was the there was also the other story that then there was the radioactive Paulina, but I actually thought of another one. It's debatable if this ties in. You want to tie this with the baby stuff is the teens, which I think is kind of their own.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it ties in with EJ and Nicole because they are, it ties.
And
to
where would
the baby
you say,
stuff.
Where would you say the Ava and all of that with the book and the blood and Harris, where does that
that's
tie?
Its own thing too.
It's kind
that's
of its own thing too. Because those are loose ends from the drug story, to be honest. Both of those things are.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the loose ends of the drug story.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the whole reason, you know. So I don't know, which one do you want to talk about first?
I think we need to talk about those things first because they're kind of loose ends of things.
So the loose ends of the,
let's start with the Tate Holly teens thing. Okay, so Tate, Holly, and then their friends. I can remember Sophia's name. What is the other kid's name? Do you remember?
Is his name Sean? No, it's not Sean.
Sean, I can't remember.
No, Aaron?
Aaron, it is Aaron. It is Aaron.
Is it Aaron? Okay.
Yeah, it is Aaron. Anyway, so they decide, like, basically, Holly and Tate basically end up concocting kind of a scheme that where they're going to end up getting to go to prom together on the one day. And they're all excited about it because they weren't going to get to go to prom together, obviously, because they can't go to prom, you know?
Yeah, because their parents.
And Aaron really likes Sophia. Aaron really likes Sophia. But the other kid, Sophia likes Tate.
Yes.
So that's going to be
it's kind
fun
of like a little bit dumb that Holly wouldn't have told her friend that she likes Tate because she's like, oh, are you sure you're completely over
she's
him?
Kind of with blah, blah, blah. Tate.
And it's just,
I mean,
like,
she's basically with Tate.
I know you don't want your parents to find that out, but usually, like, especially at that
you
age,
tell you tell your friend.
You tell your best friend everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, yeah. So that, but anyways, so they basically sort of end up with this like schemey thing where they're going to end up getting to go to prom together.
Yes, but, and they reference the last blast, which I thought was kind of.
They do. They say it's going to be better than the last blast.
Yeah.
That's what they say. I don't think it's going to be better than the last blast, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, so they have concocted this scheme. They're going to get to go to prom together. Except that then Nicole kind of throws a wrench in that and tells Holly she can't go to prom because of the fact that the last time
she was out at night and with the drug thing, and Holly was pissed.
Holly goes off like on her. Holly, and she like blows up Mother's Day. But then there was also these scenes where they had like they ended up in the pub with Teresa and Tate ended up in the pub and Nicole and Holly ended up in the pub and they were trying to like not act like they weren't, you know.
Yeah, they were.
And then that's when the ball blew up because she wasn't going to let her go, and it was just a whole thing.
They were all at the bistro for Mother's Day too, and so then it was.
That's what I mean. The bistro. It wasn't the pub. It was the bistro. Sorry.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that the bistro exists.
Sure, I was thinking. I was like, was there a pub scene too that I forgot about?
No, it was the bistro. I spoke wrong. It was the bistro.
I thought there were pub scenes and bistro scenes, and I was just forgetting.
No. Okay. No. There really were in the bistro, I suppose.
Yeah, because I remember Teresa being like, wow, what a drama queen. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's one to talk.
Mm-hmm. So that's why they ended up, you know, they all ended up, then Holly ends up basically blowing up on Nicole.
Yeah, she does.
Kind of ruining Mother's Day. She kind of like ruins Mother's Day. And then she ends up talking to Eric, doesn't she?
I think so. And then Sloan and Eric are out in the square. And so, like, Nicole keeps getting more time that she's spending with the baby, too. Mm-hmm.
I know Holly ends up running into Eric, and Eric kind of has, like, another fatherly-ish moment with her, which is kind of, like, weird. But, you know, they kind of want to play it that way.
I guess he was around a lot when she was little, so I guess they're just going with that. But, yeah. Anyway, so that was part of it. And then there's all the whole thing, too, about Ava and Stefan and Harris and Stefan, because they're still they were still looking for that black book. And then they finally found it. Remember last week we talked about in the bottle of wine, but they can't.
It has blood on it.
It has blood on it. And then they're supposed to like be uploading pictures of it to Clyde. There's no real drop off because I think they were hoping to be able to get him. Yeah. And so they realize that there's blood on it. And then where is Harris going? I was confused on that. Why does he have to leave?
So he's going to like follow a lead on a guy that has with the book and Clyde.
Okay. Yes, because they're trying to.
And he also thinks if he goes that Ava will be safer. Like if he goes, okay. Ava will be safer.
Was that his exit? That's not his exit.
No one knows. That's not confirmed. It could be his exit, but I don't think so. I think
that could have been his exit.
That very well could have been, because he is supposed to leave in May, and we haven't. But I don't know that he did. Steve Burton did say when he originally did that he would air through May. He didn't say when in May. We still have 2 weeks in May, so he could show up again. I think he has to show up again. That can't be his exit. Although it did feel very exit-y with him and Tamara. I do wonder if that is the last time.
Yeah, because they were teary-eyed. They were very teary-eyed, and they were saying their goodbyes and this and that. And I was like, is this his last episode? I was like, well, maybe it is.
But nobody's announced that, so I don't know.
No.
I don't know that that's true.
No, that's just my wondering. So, I was just wondering.
So I do think, though, that in that... Okay, so then they did that, and then they finally get the book, and there's blood on it. And that's important for... later.
For what's going to happen.
I do think that we could discuss with that, because I think it doesn't really tie to the Constantine story. I think it ties more to that story is when Xander came to visit Stefan, too.
Yeah.
Because Xander shows up and gives Stefan kind of the business a little bit.
Yeah, because he's kind of like, maybe I've been thinking about the wrong Damara. And you're the one.
He's figured out like that Stefan did it, and he actually catches Stefan in a massive
thing, and then he says,
well, they put a princely sum in my account, and then Stefan says $50,000 is hardly a princely sum.
Yeah,
and Xander's like, oh, well, I never told you how much it was. Which I thought was really, like, I liked that scene. I thought it was really good. I was like, oh, yeah, that was smart, Xander. That was smart. You know, because he did get in, but Stefan still didn't say he did it. But then he kind of just, you know, Stefan didn't confess or anything, but he, you know, definitely gave him a...
Oh, yeah, showed his hand a little bit there.
He showed his hand a little bit there. And then Gabby called Stefan from the prison, and Stefan was like, hey, you know, and he was trying to, like, reassure her that he'd get her out. So
yeah, that he's working on it.
I'm trying to think.
So that was about it with all of that little loose ends. I don't know if you want to we want to slide into the baby Jude or the Paulina stuff?
I think we can do the Paulina stuff next.
Okay. So, I mean, I feel like there's not tons of stuff there. Just
no,
that
there's not.
We know that Paulina... I'm sorry. We know that...
I think that it was Johnny and Janelle were talking earlier in the week, and they decided to... Well, are we talking about Paulina, or are we talking about Johnny and Janelle?
Well, all of it. I was trying to say Johnny and Janelle, but I kept saying Paulina.
Yeah, Johnny and Janelle, earlier in the week, they decided, I think, pretty much that they're going to try to keep the baby, even though it's possible
they don't know.
To have birth defects. EJ thinks they shouldn't. He was very vocal that he thinks they shouldn't, because it could be...
Yeah, and Johnny kind of, like, gave him a little bit of, like, the business of, like, hey, you know...
He's like, it's not your decision, you know?
It's not your decision, like, you need to, you know, whatever.
Let us alone and let us decide for ourselves. Which I kind of agree with. I mean, I understand why EJ thinks they shouldn't keep it. I really do. But then again, it's kind of like, you know, it's not your decision to make.
It's not his choice to make, exactly. So he kind of told him that. And then we really just had, like, then... you know, Chanel and Johnny kind of wanting to just spend a quiet Mother's Day at home. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to go meet Paulina for lunch, so she cancels on her. So then Paulina, of course, brings over, like, soup and crackers and this and that, because she kind of tells her she's queasy. And finally, Chanel just tells her, like, I need space from you. Like,
and she's like, and she also had a line where she said, you're not going to make your problems mine. Or you're not going to make my problems yours about you. And
you're all
tired
about
of you making... I'm tired of you, mate. Well, you did this, and you're not going to make your or what happened to me, what's happening to me now about you. I'm tired of it. And she, like, basically kicked her out, and Paulina had to leave. There was also scenes in the town square with Paulina and Julie, where Julie was, like, sitting by the Alice plaque talking to Alice, and Paulina was talking. And that's before, like, she went over to see Chanel. And then Johnny also did call Sammy. And
yes. And he doesn't tell her anything. He doesn't tell her anything.
It didn't seem like he told, like, she knew anything.
No, because he says.
Does she even know he's married? Does she even know he's married?
I'm sure she knows he's married. But she even told Chanel, he's like, if I told my mother, she'd be on the first plane back and blah, blah, blah. And Chanel's like, no, that's the last thing we need is Sammy Brady right now. So he didn't tell her anything about the baby stuff. And then another...
I did see some people say that they know the thing we need more than anything is Sammy Brady.
Well, listen, she always adds a little spice to the show. I'm always team Sammy. I love when she's around, but, you know, doesn't seem like Allison.
Oh yeah. The other thing we didn't talk about was Chad.
I was just going to say one of the other loose ends is that Chad and Thomas went to go visit Abby's grave for Mother's Day.
They did a lot with Mother's Day this year. They did a lot with Mother's Day this year.
They did, but however,
they
I
didn't.
Was a little,
they didn't hit
I was
some
a little
of the
salty.
Beats. I was thinking the same thing.
I was salty that they missed the mark on the fact that it was Rachel's birthday.
Although Rachel's birthday is the 10th, and Mother's Day wasn't the well is over the.
Well, I know, but today's the 10th.
Yeah,
today's the 10th.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, Mother's Day is not the 10th this year, but today's the 10th, and I was just like.
I know, it is Rachel's birthday.
It's Rachel's birthday.
I thought about that a lot. I thought about the fact that it was Rachel's birthday a couple of times.
I was just like, I even tweeted about it. I was like, I can't believe we're not getting little mini queen Rachel for her birthday.
Did you do a happy birthday Rachel tweet? I didn't see it.
I did. Well, I did something yesterday, but I should. And then somebody was like,
happy
I think.
Birthday, Rachel
somebody's tweet. Like, I think her birthday was in January. I thought I saw them post it. I said, no, I'm talking about the character. I didn't want to
Rachel's birthday is Mother's birthday. Day.
Yeah, I know.
Because I always thought it was
maybe
funny
the actress.
That, like,
might have been the actress that had a January birthday.
The actress's birthday is January, yes. One of the things I always thought was funny, and this is not funny because is that one of the things I always thought was interesting is Mackenzie's birthday was also Mother's Day.
Yeah.
They were born the same day.
They were born on the same
and
day.
And Sarah's birthday is Christmas. So I always thought that was just kind of funny that they had the same, that they all had holiday birthdays. Although Mackenzie only lived one day, so
poor Mackenzie. But yeah, so that was the only thing. But yeah, so there was that loose end, and then I guess we can kind of segue into the baby drama, baby Jude, because EJ and Sloan started out the week with basically that cliffhanger of she tells EJ, Okay, well,
it's
yeah,
fine, but Eric's
Jude
the father.
Is Nicole's son, but you're not the father. Eric's the father. So EJ and Sloan kind of, you know, come to a little bit of like a, okay, we're not going
to
do anything
about
this.
They come to like
this.
A parlay. It's not really a, it's
yeah,
not
it's
really
not,
like a...
It's not an agreement. It's a parlay. Yeah, it's like he wants to have his own DNA test done. And so...
He's not going to tell Nicole yet, but he's going to tell her if it's his baby, which is shitty. But then again, you know, I have to say, and I said this to you earlier, it's also so EJ.
Oh, it is.
I'm
it
so
is.
Happy to see like the real EJ back.
Yes. I think that the writing for EJ has been really good with this storyline because we finally getting to see his teeth and
people saying they didn't like that he was like this for Nicole because he was always only like this for Sammy, and I was like, no, I still think it's the real
EJ's EJ.
EJ's EJ.
He doesn't want his relationship to be threatened regardless. He doesn't like to lose. He's a Demera, you know, I mean, listen, he's
and,
got
you know the this... thing is that I have felt like for a long time we haven't quite seen the real EJ.
Well, yeah, because listen, if it comes down to
soft.
When you're talking about the Demeras, we've got our softer Demeras, which we know is like Chad and Johnny and Tony, right? And then we got our Demeras with teeth, which are like Kristen and EJ and Stefan and Andre and Megan. You know, those are
well,
our Demeras.
There's levels because Megan and Andre are higher than Kristen and EJ.
And Kristen and EJ are higher than Stefan, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
I think
sure.
that, you know,
but
they've got a little more
Stefan
teeth than
Stefan. Kristen and EJ are kind of capable of, like, normal human interaction. Megan and Andre are not.
No, I agree.
Do you know what I'm saying? They're not capable of, like, living in normal human society, those two.
Yeah.
Megan and Andre.
No, they definitely, like, you know, they want to take over the world type thing. But anyway, so... it is nice to see EJ like this. So basically he ends up like sending off, like he did something where he pulls Nicole's hair.
Yeah.
He got like a strand of her hair. She pulled that same trick on Kristen back during the other baby thing. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, she fell for her own trick. So he got like a piece of her hair somehow. And and he sent off this DNA test to Rolf, of all people.
Well, and he got DNA from Eric's watch.
Oh, okay.
He got DNA from Eric's watch, too. Like, he pulled, okay. I don't know, they showed that. Like, he got it from Eric's watch.
Yeah, so basically, he's, you know, waiting to find out these results. And then he does end up finding them out, right?
Yes, he does. And he ends up finding out he's not that baby's father.
EJ,
it is Nicole's baby.
The father.
It is Nicole. It's definitely Nicole and Eric's baby.
He had his Maury Povich moment.
And he's not going to tell, I don't think.
You are not the father. I don't think he's going to tell her. No. Because Sloan is really giving him the hard sell. Like, do you really want to jeopardize your whole relationship with Nicole if, you know, Nicole and Eric know that this is their baby? Like, that's it for us. So I do
but
not
Nicole,
think.
But she all then she also did kind of say like, "Is it worth my time?" Like she also did kind of like with Eric, she had like a moment where she like realized that like because Eric and Nicole are working together and they're having a lot of interaction. Except for the other thing that Nicole is kind of on top of all this, Nicole is not telling EJ that she's working with Eric because she's working.
I think
at
she
the paper.
Did finally. No, she did finally.
I know, but
tell
but
him.
At first she
yeah,
wasn't.
She, at first she wasn't, but she quickly kind of told him. So he knows now, and he was just like, you know, it's whatever. So that only adds fuel to EJ's fire, though, as far as his insecurities about, you know, Nicole and Eric. And so yikes. Like we said, we've been saying for weeks, EJ is in for a fall.
And he's not going to tell. We all know he's not going to tell.
He's not going to tell her. He's not. So I think that leads us to...
Constantine.
And then I do not know I guess I would say it's under the umbrella, but I was like, I don't know where our little fuck buddies fit in, but there's all that they have.
Oh, we can talk about them. I forgot about that. They were on. I know they were on, but I forgot that
they were on. And that had, I mean, it, only because it's Alex, I guess that's the only part of it all, because Alex finds out, it does tie into the Constantine stuff, because does, Alex finds out that the will has finally cleared probate and he's about to get his fortune. Simultaneously,
Teresa's like, we're gonna be rich, and
we're gonna be rich, we're gonna be set for life. I mean, you're gonna be set for life, you know. That was in the promo too, it was cute. But simultaneous to that, Brady shows up to pick up Rachel for school, and Rachel's, you know, just not 100% ready yet. And so Brady and Kristen are talking, and then of course, you know, Brady's always ready to jump down her throat at all times, and she's just trying to keep the peace with him. And he basically is just like, I'll take your scraps because I know you're gonna mess up one of these days. And she's just like, okay, she's sipping her tea, whatever. So Alex had found out that he was getting his fortune. He's gonna celebrate with Teresa, and he's like, okay, I'm gonna go get a bottle of champagne and some caviar, and she's like, sparkling cider for me because she doesn't drink. And he goes over to the DeMera mansion to get champagne, and Brady's still there, and he beelines over to Kristen and just starts making out with her in front of Brady, who then's like, okay, I'm just gonna wait in the car. And he leaves, and he's long gone, and those two are still making out.
Yeah, he's long gone, and they're still making, they're not even playing for
like, they're not. And she was like, she gave him a whole thing. She was like, oh, you know, did you ever consider acting? You really took this whatever. And he basically tells her, he's like, I'm not acting with you, you know. He's like, I and he's like, come to think of it, I'd rather celebrate with you. So he ends up kind of just ditching Teresa and staying there and basically having another like marathon, like, you know, sex
fest
with Kristen. Yeah, he has like another marathon sex with Kristen. I'm trying to think if there was anything else that was really, you know, I mean, no, just that's what they did. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, Brady beelines it over to tell Teresa though.
Mm-hmm. And about the marathon sex.
About, yes. And so
she's upset because he just like left her.
Yeah, he just like left her, and she's just like, oh my God. She's like, they're definitely sleeping together. And Brady's like, yeah, I think so. And she's definitely jealous. He's not really, no, he's really not. At least that's not how it plays to me. I could be wrong. Yeah. There's a spoiler next week about Marlena questioning
how
his
feelings.
Really
feels, how he really feels, yeah.
Who knows? But that was about it with them. But like I said, it did tie in because of the whole, his will and his fortune. I wonder what Xander, like, Xander's been struggling with money for how many years now? He's going to be like, his ship has come in.
I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know how he's going to react to it.
And I wonder if Alex is going to have a hard time wanting to turn the money over to him.
We'll have to find out. I don't know.
I know. That'll be interesting. That'll be interesting. But anyway, so then that then is leads us to still all the stuff that has to do with actual Constantine and the other part of the fortune, which is Maggie, because Maggie also finds out that,
yeah,
she's,
so Maggie finds out that the will's gone through probate too. And Maggie is quite rich already because she has a lot of money from Mickey from when, yeah, Mickey died. And so she's really like wanting to donate Victor's money and make sure that everybody that is heirs to Victor also gets the money.
Yeah,
like she feels really bad about it, so she's giving some to Xander, she's giving some to Justin, she's giving some to
Brady,
she's giving some to Bo, she's giving some to Sean, like she mentioned all of them. And then she's also giving the rest of it to like some charities, and like her and Justin are working out like how it's going to be distributed. And Constantine kind of loses his shit over this, like in front of Xander, Sarah, and Maggie. And they're all kind of like, it was really funny. I even took a screen cap of it, and it was like, because they all had like the same expression. I swear to God, like Paul, Lindsay, and Suzanne have worked together so much that they all know, like they have all have the same expression, because they had the same like exact facial expression to Constantine's like, well, no. They like all turn around and give him this like really nasty look. But anyway, so he like freaks out kind of. And like then they all start questioning, like, why are you freaking out about this? Well, of course, simultaneously to that, we find out from John and Marlena are telling Steve that John did not actually burn the prenup, which in the previous week, we'd seen John as the pawn burn the prenup. John, Marlena had had basically helped him to break the programming of the pawn, and he switched the prenup with a fake one. So when he burned the prenup, he burned a fake prenup.
Okay.
So Constantine, and then he still had the real prenup in his possession. John did. He still had the real prenup in his possession. And so basically then Constantine freaks out on them, and they are all and they're all there. And so, and Xander kind of gets in his face and is like, why are you saying this to Maggie? And Constantine's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to freak, you know, he like basically he covers himself. But even Sarah is like suspicious of like why he was like,
yeah, why he gets so...
even she was like, why is this? But she's also kind of like, well, look, there's a signed prenup, we just have to, we can't, you know, there's nothing more we can do, there's a signed prenup, like it's gonna be okay. And so, and she's like, we have to let her, you know, she's, and I think Sarah just kind of looks at it as, well, Maggie's an adult, she has to, you know, let her do what she's gonna do, she can't, you know, she's not gonna stop her, she like trying to stop Maggie would be, would just probably make her dig in more.
What is she, exactly?
And I think that's really, that's like kind of the way that Sarah sees it. And she knows, and she also knows there's that prenup. So she's like, well, it's going to be okay. Well, like I said, so we found out that John did not burn the real prenup and that he was not under control. So he knows that everything Constantine, he like knows everything.
Yeah. Right? So they bring Maggie over.
So then the next episode, they bring Maggie over to tell her. And one of the funniest scenes, and I don't normally think she's funny, but I do have to say, I thought this was funny. One of the funniest scenes when Marlena calls Maggie to come over, Maggie says, oh, Constantine gave me flowers. And Deirdre Hall literally says, oh, isn't that sweet? And the way she delivered the word sweet was hysterical. It really was funny. I don't normally think that about her, but she was. It was so funny. Like the way she delivered it, I laughed really hard. I will admittedly say I did laugh.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so then Maggie comes over and they basically break the news to her that all this has happened. And at first she like wants to just go. She's like, no, you're not going to play this. You know, everybody's been telling me I make my own decisions. And then like Marlena kind of gives her the business and is like, no, you need to stay. You need to listen to what we have to say. And then John also like simultaneously, John also pulls out the prenup folder and she's like, how'd you get that? And then he basically tells her the whole story about how, you know, he burned the prenup.
Everything that happened and then it makes sense to her because she remembers him looking for the card.
And you slowly watch, like, it all dawn on Maggie, like, what was going to happen. All the way down to her realizing that Constantine was ultimately going to kill her.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you messed with the wrong guy.
And Steve was there for all that, too. Because remember the week before we were saying Steve should have been there? He was there.
He was. He was there for all of it. So Steve, but he's there like, but anyways, and she did have that you messed with the wrong redhead line from the trailer, too. And so that happened. And then also at the same time as all that was going on, Xander and Sarah, like Xander had given Sarah this mug for Mother's Day, and it's weird because the mug said mummy instead of mommy. And I wondered where he found that. He gave her a world's best mummy mug. He gave her the mug, and then he left to go talk to Stefan, like we discussed earlier. And when he left to go talk to Stefan, Constantine showed up and tried to butter up Sarah. Like he tried to get back on Sarah's, because he realized that Sarah was kind of like onto him after the way he'd reacted the day before, and so he kind of tried to butter her back up. And he was very like, he went up to baby Victoria and called her his granddaddy. He said he was going to be her granddaddy. Sarah's reaction was hysterical. She was like, sort of, like she did not
like
it. She was like, let's not call you that, you know what I mean, you're not that. Like she was rolling her eyes, and she was obviously not buying Constantine's,
not comfortable.
She wasn't buying what he was selling. The only thing I didn't like is that she didn't tell Zander. When Xander came back, she just said nothing to report. I think she didn't want to upset him. I think she wanted to just, and there wasn't anything to report.
Like nothing that was that big of a major.
But he just came over and tried to butter her up, and she didn't, I don't think she was buying it at all. I think she was totally still.
I don't think so.
So, and we learned, and then at the very end, it was left with Maggie saying, this is going to be a wedding to remember. So I think Maggie's going to go through with the wedding. Like, they gave Maggie a tracker in case anything happens. And I think they're trying to make Constantine do something illegal. Because as of right now,
Gotcha.
John's the only one that's done illegal things. He, like, by burning the
Yeah,
planet.
that's the thing. It's like right now, you know,
They really don't have a case
if she
against him.
calls up the wedding and this and that, they don't have much of a
All
case,
that's
so
going to
they
happen if she calls out the wedding is he's going to get deported, which that's not really going to help them. Like, it's not going to help them catch him and do anything. You know what I
yeah, and
mean?
do something about it.
So they need to catch him committing a crime. So they're trying to,
That makes
that's what they're
sense.
trying to do right now. So, that's where that story left at. So that was
I
it.
think that that's everything, so we can
I
move
think so as
on.
well.
If we forget anything, we'll jump back in, but I think we can move on to our segments and all that good stuff. I told you I'm very ill prepared for this
So
week,
it
but
starts with the poor performer. Do you have a
no, I
performer?
know. I mean, like, I don't have any choices. I don't have any
I know, but do
picks.
you
I
have a
have to pick a...
performer?
No, I want you to go first so I could be thinking on it.
Okay. Well, I thought about it a little bit. I thought about it. I thought about two people, but I think I ultimately want to. I actually ultimately think I'm going to go with Suzanne, just because she did have the scenes where she had to go through the full realization of Constantine's
Yes, and
actions,
has it and
and she
everything
did
that.
do a really good job in those scenes, I thought.
I think so too. All
I
right,
also
so
thought, yeah, go ahead.
no,
Go
I was
ahead.
gonna say, so the person that popped in my mind now that I'm just kind of replaying the week in my head as you're talking is Raven.
Yeah, that was my other person. That was the other one I thought I almost gave it to, was
Yeah,
Ravenclaw.
I feel like, you know, she really did a nice job, especially showing that she's just like, it's all so overwhelming to her. The thought of it's like, not only does she find out she's pregnant, but that might be birth defects and the radioactive thing, and her mother caused this. I mean, it's a lot of layers to it, which I think is what makes it an interesting story. And you could definitely see, you know, how it was all weighing on her. And then her kind of like snapping at Paulina, you know, just being like over it all with her. I thought she did a good job with that.
Yes, she did. Like I said, that was my two choices, would have been was Suzanne Rogers and Raven Bowens.
There
So
you
I
go.
ultimately, like I
Those
said,
are
I
the.
ultimately went with Suzanne because I thought you might go with Raven. That's why I really
All
did.
right.
But
So then what about scenes of the week?
my scene of the week is definitely, I already said it, but it's definitely that scene where Marlena said that, just because it
Is
was
on the
so funny.
phone.
It was like a little scene, but it made me laugh. And I just remember thinking that it was funny. You know what I mean? And again, honorable mention to her, to the Paulinas, to Raven calling Paulina, to Sloane, or to Chanel calling Paulina. So.
Yes, definitely. I'm trying to think of some of the standout scenes for me. I liked Johnny getting to have the conversation with EJ. I thought that was good. I liked I loved how like Alex beelined for Kristen with Brady standing right there.
That
That's
was a
actually
funny
was
scene. That was a
that
really
was a
funny
really funny
scene.
scene too. And just the fact that like it wasn't, I was almost expecting like as soon as Brady to left for them to kind of like break. But they really didn't. They didn't break it. You know, it was just like he was long gone. So, like I said earlier. So, I would say those two stick out in my mind a lot. So, those
Yeah.
were some scenes of the week. So, what about a high point? I think we usually do first, right?
I think for me, the high point was definitely the waking up of Maggie, because Maggie is very like, for especially for me as a big Xander and Sarah fan, she's always been our like big cheerleader. Like somebody said, she's kind of like what Alice Horton was to Bo and Hope back in the 80s. Like she's
Yeah,
always been like
that's
the
true.
cheerleader for us. She's always been our person. And so like she's very important to us, and her being so dumb in the storyline was really upsetting. So like for her to finally wake up and realize that Constantine was the bad guy
Yeah, was a good thing. Was a
was
good
a good
thing.
thing.
I would say for me, a high point is that things are moving and, you know,
Yes,
things are
that was very
definitely
good.
moving. You know, we've got traction going on with that storyline. We've got some tractions going on now with the baby story, you know, with Jude and that whole thing. Did we not have any Leo this week?
None.
That might have been a little bit of a high point for me too. I feel like I like Leo. I don't dislike him as a character that much. And I like Greg. I think he's funny. He's got great comedic timing. But I feel like the week before it was on Leo overload. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, okay, I needed them to dial it back
The week before this week, I was done. That week, I barely made it through most of the episodes. Like, it was not a good week for me. And this week is really good. So I was like,
this week was definitely better. The only thing the week before that I really liked was all the Kristen and Alex stuff.
Yeah, that stuff was the only thing I liked as well. I mean, I remember thinking, oh my God, if this wasn't in here, I would literally not have made it.
I know. And it's the only thing I saw people really talking about a ton that week too. It's like,
it was just not for me. And I'll be honest, and I've said this many times, I am not an Eric and Nicole fan at all. I don't like them. And so that last week was Eric and Nicole and Leo. And that's what my problem was. It was just too much of things I don't care about.
I don't even mind the Eric and Nicole stuff. It's just the Leo. I need Leo to not be like the center of everything. And so for us to have a break from him for this week, it was nice, I thought. Mm-hmm. So what about a low point?
Okay. The only low point that I have, and it's going to sound like a weird low point because it's not even like a huge issue, but it's something that kind of like bothered me. Okay, back in the day of the show and the pacing of the show, we would have, if we had a storyline, we'd have 2 days of it. This week we had a day of EJ and Sloan, a day of Constantine, a day of EJ and Sloan, a day of Constantine, and then another day of EJ. I was like, why are we having a gap in the middle of the story?
Yeah.
Like, why are we not continuing the story into the next day? You know what I'm saying?
And then just having 2 days of the other story.
Why
That's
are we
true.
Not having 2 days of one story and 3 days of another story together?
That's true. That's true. Just, I don't
just
know.
Just kind of like, it just didn't make sense to me. I didn't get why it was happening that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it at all. It just was like, I found myself going, why is this being written in a way that we're seeing these? And it's been a thing I've noticed a few times recently where, like, all of a sudden we'll have days where we just don't have, like, you know, like, or there's like a day where something feels like it's going to continue into the next day and doesn't.
And then it doesn't. Yeah, that's definitely happened before. It just seems like a weird continuity flow.
I don't know. That was just the only thing. So anyway, what was your...
I think for me, I'm going to go a little bit more of what bothers me personally. And it's, I really hate... I mean, listen, we've always known that Brady is dumb. Right? And they write him so dumb. But is he so dumb that he does not know how to make this work as far as, like, getting more time? Like, he constantly complains and bitches about the scraps and he's barely getting to spend any time with his daughter. Well, hey, it's more than he was going to ever afford Kristen when he had custody. But I'm like, he's not smart enough to know just to try to play nice with her and get along a little bit, and then she would really, like, let him have whatever he wants.
Yeah, he's not smart enough to know that. He's dumb.
I'm just like, I know he's dumb, but I'm just like, it's so wearing on me because, you know, he's always been a character I've really liked. And part of my, you know, one half of the ship that I always considered to be my favorite, although, you know, I'm struggling with them, which I've put out there a few times.
Well, you're struggling with them because it's been like how many years and you've had nothing?
It's been 3 years of him being like really pretty nasty to her all the time. And it's like, I don't know how many people would really hang in for that, you know? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that was your favorite ship and it was like the one half of the other ship was treating the other person like that, that aggressively and that
for
nastily,
that long, I wouldn't, I'll be honest, long, I would have given up a long time ago. I'm not that.
I'm just like,
I'll be honest, you know, the only time, I'll be honest, the fact that I usually am a give up The fact that I've just hung on like I have with Xander and Sarah is rare for me. Yeah. So it's rare for me. So the fact that I've hung on like that.
Given current days and the way that days has been written for these past few years, I actually think that's one of the few ships that have fared better than most.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do think that they've fared really well. Now.
They've fared now. Very well compared now. To like
now.
Yeah, but even overall, if you look at like Aracol and you look at Stabby and you look at even Persino, they have overall, even through the bumps that they've had, they've fared a lot better. But that's what I'm saying. So it's like I'm struggling so much with them. And just I'm like, God, I'm like, I know he's dumb, but do we have to write him this dumb that he can't figure out a way to make it work?
I wish that they would write Brady at least occasionally having some softness somewhere for her, and they don't.
No, they really don't. They really don't. He has it for Teresa now, but not for Kristen at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which, interestingly enough, Teresa, has also done things that were really. I wonder what he'll think once he knows all the crap that she's pulled recently. But I don't know. So that was just kind of like one of those, like having to sit through yet another time where it was just like, ugh. It wasn't something I enjoyed. Thank God that, I had Kristen and Alex to save it for me, but
Yeah.
Who knows? Obviously we think the writing on the wall with them is that he'll be back together. Well, with
and anyway. there is like a spoiler. I don't know if you saw it, where Teresa tells Alex she wants to be with him.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm fully assuming, and especially for storyline purposes, because of what Teresa did, I'm fully, thinking they'll get back together sooner than later.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just like, oh God, then I'll just be back to like Brady constantly yelling at Kristen. I can't take it. I guess I just have to look forward to her working, being with her brothers or something. I don't know. I do not know. Anyway, so that's my low point. What about a ship that you are... Well, we usually start with the bad one and save the best for last. So anything you're not down with or you think's going down?
Well, last week we said EJ and Nicole... But I still think it bears repeating because, I guess you could say Maggie and Constantine because that's definitely going down. Yeah. That's definitely a crashing mess right there.
EJ and Nicole, Constantine and Maggie, although they're not really a couple.
But they're still a ship. They still count. Yeah,
they still shout. They count. And Eric and Sloan, obviously.
All those are the going down ships. I mean, I don't really know that there's any ship I'm not... I mean, I'm not down with Eric and Nicole, but they're gonna rise, and I would never say I wasn't down with them because I feel like this is how I feel about Eric and Nicole. I've never been an Eric and Nicole fan, and I never will be. But I also understand like shipping and what that fan base has been through, and I will never say I'm not down with them because their fans deserve something.
Yeah,
they deserve whatever scraps they can get. They've really been through the shit. They deserve the few scraps they're ever going to get. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they really have.
You know what I mean, Fane? And they deserve the few scraps they're ever going to get, Because as of right now, they're not going to get much.
No, because we all know that we only have Ari till the end of July. So anyway, so what about a ship that you are down with or that you think is rising?
This week I actually really want to go with Johnny and Chanel just because I thought they had the best, they had some really deep, good conversations about the situation they're in with each other. And they had some really good scenes that were very united with them. So I'm going to go with Johnny and Chanel.
Okay. I'm struggling to come up with one because last week I chose Kristen and Alex. I could easily choose them again, but I'm trying to think of somebody else. I don't know. I actually, for a split second, thought about Harris and Ava, but then honestly, I feel like I could have picked them for the other.
You think he could pick them the other way? I'm not sure they're ever going to see each other again.
I know. I'm like, they kind of had like their nice last little sweet whatever, but then at the same time,
I think that might have been their.
I think they're over. That might have been their swan song. I don't know. They're like a going up and going down, all rolled into one.
So pick them. Anyway, it's the last time to ever get picked. It's their last time to ever be picked. We don't know that. We don't know that. We really don't. That's I will honestly 100% say I don't know that.
No, but we all know that Steve left and left around what, Christmas time?
Yeah, well, and he said when he left in multiple of his interviews that his last air dates would be
May. Yeah, so I mean, it's not like whatever. I don't think, I mean, would they have Harris back at some point? Maybe, but I think Steve will probably, I could see him.
My guess is that Harris is going to off screen die now.
I wondered that too. Jeez, and then that would make, she'd be like the new Brady.
No, so there's a character called named Michael on General Hospital. They call him Death Peen. They call him the Death Peen.
Well, because he literally, I'm telling you, Brady was like that for a while.
He puts his peen, and then Willow, his current wife, she didn't die, but she got nasty cancer.
Oh, I remember seeing that online.
And she was like on her deathbed, and then they cured her, and people were like, oh my god, did they finally break the Michael death peen?
Oh, that's so funny.
Because but Willow got better. You know what I mean? Because she finally got better.
That's funny. Yeah, because Brady had that with like Madison James and then Ariana, and then it was like everybody kept dying. Well, maybe it was just those two. But now Ava, you know, that's happened with Jake, and if Harris dies,
she's getting the Jeff Peen. She's got true.
No, she's going to be the death badge.
The death badge.
Anyway, all right. So we can move on to promo and spoilers and whatnot. I thought the promo was a good promo. I feel like it's the first good promo
in
a while. I loved
the promo, but I just...
Well, I knew you would love the promo. I knew you would love the promo, but yeah, it was a good promo.
What's funny is I didn't love the promo for the... I loved the promo because I finally got to see the damn baby. So I didn't have to.
Yeah, that's why I figured. Anymore. Yeah, that's why I figured you'd love the promo. That's exactly the reason why I thought you loved it.
You see, everybody's like, "Oh, you loved it because they're getting engaged again." I'm like, "No, I don't care that they're getting engaged again. No. I'm happy I got to see that damn baby, and it's not a blanket."
Yeah, there was a real baby. So we got to see that. There was part of the definitely there's a murder mystery thing kind of unfolding
that where looks we cool know too. I was really excited about that.
They're
too.
Bringing up Abby's death. They're bringing up obviously Kristen and Stefan have been trying to find information about Lee Shin because that was the whole deal, is that Stefan is going to help Kristen become CEO if Kristen helps Stefan get Gabby out of jail. And so they realize that the blood on the book
is Lee's.
That Ava is Lee Shin's. And so there's a spoiler about Kristen going to talk to Ava about Lee and Gil's murders.
Uh-huh. But Ava killed Gil.
Yeah, I know. But I think that maybe she wonders if Ava knows more about Lee's murder than she did.
So here's the
because
thing.
Remember, both of them died at Ava's apartment.
Yes. And Abby was killed by Clyde, right?
Yeah.
So here's my question. We've been speculating. This is just purely speculation. There is no thing for this. We've all been guessing for many, 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 many moons and months and things that Lee Shin is not dead. We've seen Remington in pictures.
It all seemed so shady.
We've seen Remington in pictures. So if Lee Shin is not dead, is there a possibility that Abby is not dead?
I don't know. I mean,
if they're going to connect Lee to Abby, is there a possibility
that
Abby is not dead?
I do not know. I mean,
and there is a lot of Abby spoilers coming up. I don't know if you saw.
Yeah,
that.
There's a lot of stuff that has to do with like finding this book, right? That was Abby's.
There's a diary, and then there's something else too. Like it's just like, oh my gosh, what is with all the Abby spoilers?
Yeah, so there's like Abby stuff. There's
and
like
you know when they start talk, we all know that when they start talking about a character.
Oh yeah, for sure. The only thing they've been talking about.
The only thing that threw me off about it is the fact that they were still using Marcy's picture in the promo.
Yeah. You know what is interesting too? There's a spoiler about Stefan and Kristen going to Rafe and Jada. They have like a meeting with Rafe and Jada. And at first I was like, well, that's really odd. But then all of a sudden watching the promo, it clicked. Oh yeah, Gabby's his sister. So of course he would be interested. And I was like, well, that's an interesting combination of people working together, right? Stefan, Kristen, Rafe, Jada.
There's also one about them trying to go to Paulina after he after EJ doesn't.
Well, because EJ doesn't want to.
I saw it two different ways, so I don't know if Kristen's in it or not, because I saw one where it was like Stefan goes after EJ rejects him, Stefan goes to Paulina. But then I saw on another site it said EJ and Kristen turned to Paulina for help. So I wondered if it was Stefan and Kristen. Stefan and Kristen.
Yeah, I know that she's in a spoiler that has to do with Rafe and Jada, one about Ava, you know, so there's some stuff that she's...
So I just wasn't clear if Kristen was in that one with Paulina too, because like I said, the main ones I saw said Stefan turns to Paulina after EJ refuses to hear his case. But yeah. Then on another rewording of the same spoiler, I saw EJ and Kristen turn to Paulina. So I was like, well, mate, or not, sorry, not EJ, sorry, Stefan and Kristen turn to Paulina. So I was like, oh, well, maybe Kristen's in that too. So like, there might be three Kristen spoilers next week.
There might be.
I was just really excited to actually see Victoria, because like, I've been really tired of that blanket. Like, I mean, becoming ridiculous. I mean, the baby is at this point, she was born in September.
Yeah.
And I did actually, the one thing I will say is that baby's too small, but that's okay. I don't care.
Yeah. The baby it's they better, have, it's better than it's a blanket.
Small. It's better than a blanket. It's too small, but it's better than a blanket.
Well, take what you can get.
I'll take what, I was happy to see a live human baby. It was very funny though because as soon as I posted the baby, and I think I'm allowed to share this story, as soon as I posted the picture of the baby on Instagram, I received a message from Paul Telfer saying I'll take the blanket. If anybody knows Paul, he doesn't really love children.
Oh my gosh.
So he probably, I just think it probably makes him a little uncomfortable. It was just funny.
Well, I think that, you know, it's like what they've always say, the little like old adage about acting, like never work with animals and children. Or like you always hear that about acting. Although Stacey will go on and on and on about how much she loves working with Finley.
Yeah.
Like she was telling stories about Finley. I was at Samantha's friends this past weekend, and she was telling some fans stories about Finley and just how fun Finley is. And Finley will all of a sudden do these like trust falls with her. She said she'll be like rehearsing with her or whatever, and all Finley will all of a sudden just like throw her body on her. Like, you know, just she said she's just very fun and spontaneous, and they have a lot of fun together. But children are unpredictable in that way, right? I mean, children are unpredictable. And so that's something either you like or you don't.
And I don't think it was like offensive in any way. I just thought I think he likes the baby. I don't think it's like that. I think he just, you know.
Well, it's easier to manage a blanket.
I'm sure think about how much easier a baby blanket is to like take care of.
Exactly. Exactly.
But no, I was just really glad to see a real baby, because I thought that I really think the blankets are getting ridiculous, especially for both.
Yeah.
For both babies, like, I'll be honest, it's a little less annoying when you see just the carrier, to be honest. I'd rather see just like the stroller.
The stroller. Why don't they get a stroller that looks like it's for an older baby? You still don't have to have it like
that's the other thing too. I was like, when she was in that infant stroller the other day, I'm like, you guys realize she was born in September?
Yeah, no, they don't, you know.
She would be in, like, you know, an upright stroller by now.
What it is? What they're banking on the fact is, like, obviously, since it's not like she has a dialogue or is a part of the scene in that way, you see it and it registers, oh, they have the baby with them, but it's not like you're not sitting there dwelling or thinking on it. And, you know, it's like you might think about it after the fact, and then it's, like, funny, like, oh, that baby should be... you know, this or that. I think sometimes the noises are more disturbing to me. Like, I saw somebody post, baby Victoria sounded like she was 2 weeks old, you know?
She did. The other day, when Constantine was talking to her, and on Thursday, she was, like, making baby noises that were awful.
Like, little baby noises, like, newborn noises.
I was like, she is 9 months old. She would be, like, she might have words by now.
She might actually have, like, a word. Like, a word.
Might have, like, da-da, or mama.
Yeah, exactly.
Or... Like, I was like, come on, guys, like, get better baby language. Like,
yeah, there's gotta be. They've gotta
do it.
She
was blowing bubbles at one point. She was making like noises too.
Okay. All right.
I was like, that's at least something, but I was just like, really? This is not, no.
I know. It's ridiculous. But anyway, so I think that's about it. The promo, the spoilers, and we'll just.
Because, yeah, we had the promo. Oh, the other thing that was in the promo was Tate and Holly. We didn't talk about
that. Oh, yeah. There was a lot of Tate and Holly stuff.
Uh-huh. We didn't talk about that. That's all I wanted to do really fast. Sorry. Because they had, and yeah, so there's like Nicole tries to make up with her. And then there's in the preview there was Tate like saying he'd never felt this way about somebody before.
Yes.
He actually opened it.
He's definitely yes. That's what opened the beginning. I was like, I know. I was trying to remember what
Tate and Holly opened it kissing.
Yes. I'm
like,
looking at it now. Somebody
posted. He'd never felt this way about someone before.
Yes, I like them. I like Tate and Holly. I forgot about them. I could have picked them for like a.
They're all right.
Something for there. I'll pick them in the future.
They're all right.
I like the teen scene because I feel like it's, I don't know, it's a different layer of something different.
Yeah. We'll have to see.
See where it goes.
But I think that is pretty much all of it. I mean, there's spoilers. I mean, I don't really remember all of them. There's weirdly like none of the Constantine story next week.
Oh, that's weird.
Like, the only spoiler for Maggie is that she is her telling Alex she doesn't think he's working as CEO of the company.
So I wonder if next week's gonna segue more into this like murder mystery, you know, them in the investigation of Lee's death and Gabby's, you know. Mm-hmm. It seems like maybe there might be a lot of that on next week, no?
Yeah,
and I think Bobby and Everett are back on.
Yeah, maybe. I think so. I think I read that.
I saw a spoiler picture.
Mm-hmm. So did I. I saw a spoiler picture. I did read that. I do think that. I don't know. I do think that there's more of that coming, but I don't think it's just not on this week. I do, but I heard that the new Gabby doesn't even premiere until the end of June.
No, but there might be stuff leading up to what's going to get
there's
around.
There's got to be, yeah.
Prison.
There's got to
yeah.
be.
So it sounds to me like maybe, you know, there's definitely going to be a few days of that stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Well, as we will, you know, we'll see what she...